Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, there's excitement in the air for zookeepers and visitors alike as Dublin Zoo will be opening its doors on Monday. It's the first time it will be open to the public in 2021 in what has been a difficult year for the popular attraction. And I'm joined now by Dublin Zoo Director, Dr. Christoph Schwitzer. You're very welcome. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. I'm sure it's very exciting for you now in the lead up to reopening. But my goodness, the noise around the tickets when they went on sale and people comparing it to the Electric Picnic, and it was a sellout, wasn't it?
Good morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on. It wasn't quite a sellout yet. We have a limited number of tickets still left. It was interesting yesterday, indeed, with people comparing us to the Electric Picnic. Unfortunately, the website went down for a little bit initially, but we very quickly cracked that, and it's all back online now. So there are a few tickets left still for people who have lost out yesterday.
Okay, and what about what we can expect when we go to Dublin Zoo? Because it will be a different experience to what we might be used to.
Different, yes, but very similar to last year. So anybody who has been here last year will have already seen how we are operating now on the COVID guidelines. We have our outdoor one-way trail up and running. So people will have a one-way trail all around the site. We have 56 hand sanitizing stations. So, you know, you can sanitize your hands very frequently. We have catering only for takeaway, as everybody else has as well. And then, of course, the online booking system, so no physical interaction between visitors and staff and so on. So okay. It's all a very safe visit.
Okay. I want to talk to you about the animals, because do you have any way of knowing whether the animals will welcome people coming back or whether they might have been quite happy to have a quieter life?
So I would say most of our animals are probably quite indifferent to whether there are people on site or not, because they're very occupied with themselves. Here at Dublin Zoo, we keep all our animals in appropriate social groupings, and the best enrichment and stimulant for an animal is another animal of the same species. So most of them are happy and content with their own kind. Some of our animals, though, and that particularly applies to the more social primates, such as our great apes, the orangutans, gorillas, and chimps as well, they are very interested in visitors as much, actually, as visitors are interested in them.
Really? Because I would say when I go to the zoo, I think that those guys look at you with complete indifference. Like they're just lying on a branch or a rock, chewing a banana, staring at you as though they wonder whether you didn't have better things to do. But you're saying they are interested in us.
They are certainly interested in us, and we see that, you know, at the moment when only staff are on site, you know, they're very interested in us going past because they haven't got many, many other people to look at, and it may appear to us as if they were just lying there indifferently, but actually there's some very close observation going on, and that is mutual between the two species, the human species on the one side and the ape on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Do they know the difference between us? You know, can they say, oh, that's a man, that's a woman? How would we know the answer to that question, actually?
Absolutely, they can. We do know the answer to that question. Yeah, absolutely. They can also distinguish between different people they are familiar with. So they certainly show a different reaction to me going past than to their keepers. They know some of our more frequent annual pass holders quite well. So, you know, they certainly have a good knowledge of what's going on around them.
It's so interesting. Will you need to be careful, though, reintroducing the public? Obviously, it's going to be staggered more than it would be normally. But because they have been without interaction for so long from large volumes of people, will you need to keep it calm?
We are doing that anyway. We are going to operate on a very low capacity, about 20% of our normal capacity initially, and that is both to ease the animals back into a level of visitation, but also, of course, in order to adhere to social distancing and other HSE guidelines.
I know you went through a critical time there. I think it was before Christmas, wasn't it, when you were very concerned about your financing and the future of the zoo, obviously, without visitors. Now, people came on board and they donated. The government also stepped in. How is your financial situation right now?
Yeah, that indeed was an overwhelming response before Christmas. We are incredibly grateful to the Irish public and also to the Irish government for that response to our Save Dublin Zoo campaign. That has given us a good buffer for the last winter, and that has also lasted into this lockdown, of course. So that was really good. And we are now looking forward to the coming summer. A zoo is a very seasonal business. The bulk of our visitation happens in the 3 months of June, July, and August. Last year, we had to restrict our numbers in such a dramatic way during the summer that we were just not able to build up that buffer for the winter. And this year, hopefully, with the vaccination campaign now going along at pace as well, I'm hoping we will be able to let more visitors on site during the summer months to build up a buffer for the coming winter.
But if you had to adhere to the numbers that you're going into on Monday, you'd be concerned if that continues throughout the summer for your cash reserve for the winter.
If that continues throughout the summer, I would be concerned, and we would then have to see how we cope over the next winter when it gets critical again.
Okay, I'm sure all of this is very tough for the staff, not all of whom I would imagine you were able to keep in full employment over this period.
Yeah, as many other businesses as well, we had to lay off a few staff. Of course, you know, we have very many different occupations here at Dublin Zoo, all the way from retail to animal keepers. And while, of course, the routines for the animals were kept up all the way through all the lockdowns, our animals get the same level of care and welfare, whether we are closed or not. The retail staff are a whole different matter, and retail will remain closed for a little while longer. We are hoping to get that back online as well as soon as possible.
Well, look, we wish you well on Monday, and the lucky people who will be going in there, I'm sure they'll have a wonderful day, as we always do when we go to Dublin Zoo. Dr. Christoph Switcher, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you very much, Claire.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.